Now, you will hear the first segment.
The word globalization was introduced in the late 1970s and gained widespread currency by 1999. Many thought it described a wholly novel phenomenon, but Nayan Chanda, director of publications at the Yale Center for the Study of Globalization, explains that it is a new word to describe an old process. Adrian Martinez reports.
Mr. Chanda organizes his argument around what he takes to be the four groups that have done most to bring about a process of interconnectedness: traders, preachers, adventurers, and warriors. Though the motives of these groups have usually been selfish, such as to profit, convert, learn, or conquer, the overall effect of their actions has been to draw us all closer together. Justin Tan?
Mr. Chanda traces advances in trading practices, from donkeys and camels to container ships and cargo planes. He says, the extension and use of railroads, aircraft, and the internet brings peoples geographically remote into close connection commercially and politically. They make the world one.
What makes globalization today appear so dramatic and sometimes controversial, Mr. Chanda says, is its visibility. He points out that in 1453, it took 40 days for the Pope to learn that Constantinople had fallen to the Turks. In 2001, by contrast, the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center fell in real time on live television as the world watched on in horror.
Such examples hint at the fragility of a globalized world. The closer the connections between the parts, the more vulnerable the whole system becomes to any major problems. The fall of the Roman Empire, the Black Death, the collapse of trade and migration in the interwar years of the 20th century, all these either slowed the process of globalization or stopped it.
Yet today, the threats we face from a superbug like SARS, for instance, or from terrorism can go global faster than any of the threats in the past. On the upside, so can our response to them.